live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrow.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
I want to welcome now my guest, Alison Stockham, into the studio. Good afternoon to you, Alison.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm good. Now, it's just 1:30 on Wednesday, the 10th of April, and your new book, The New Girl, which I have here a copy of, hot off the press, it's still warm. Was it came out yesterday?
It did, yeah.
So how does it feel to have a new baby out there?
It's always a little bit surreal because it all happens not where you are. So it lands in bookshops and it lands on orders, and people's pre-orders drop through their letterbox or deliver themselves to their Kindle. And I'm still sat at my office at my work getting on with a normal day. So it's lovely, but it is always a little bit bizarre.
Yeah, it's almost like as people probably start messaging you.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, hang on. Oh, it's out now. Because how long does it take you to write a book? Or when did you start writing this one, if you like?
The whole process takes about 9 months to a year.
So you've been living with it for all that time as well.
Yeah, that's why when I'm interviewing about one book, sometimes I have to take a moment to remember which story and which characters, because I'm often editing one or writing another or coming up with a third idea. And I have to remember who I'm supposed to be talking about.
Yeah, well, that in itself is amazing. Now, this is your third novel in less than 2 years? Less than 10.
Yeah. It was February, July and April.
So that is quite a something. How do you feel about having three out there now?
That feels really odd. It has happened really quickly. But I always say that when I signed my book deal with Boldwood for The Cuckoo Sister, The Silent Friend already existed.
Oh, okay.
Because I wrote the book while I was on submission to publishers. So two novels existed in some kind of form when I signed my contract, which is how I was able to get them out quite so quickly.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah, I mean, it's
life as well. You know, you're doing other things as well. You know, you've got family and life and everything else. So have you always wanted to write?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lovely picture of me when I'm about eight or nine, when I'd entered a writing competition through school and had won that with a story about Winnie the Witch.
Oh, yes.
I think it was a broomstick that she swapped for a vacuum cleaner, something like that. And then again, when I was 15, I entered a writing competition with Suffolk Libraries and won that with it was a ghost story set out in the Fens, which I still love. It's kind of something I've always wanted to do. And I've ended up going into various careers that kind of have storytelling behind them. So I did a lot of drama and theatre at university and then film and television afterwards. So
you worked in film and television for quite a while, haven't you?
Yeah, about 15 years working in mostly documentary production for the BBC and Channel 4, which was great. But then I had children and I started thinking about what did I want to do next. And I just had to admit that I always wanted to write a book. And then I said to myself, well, you better write one then.
Yes, that is always the thing. People will often say, I want to write a book, but haven't quite found the right notepad to start on or whatever.
Yeah, I was definitely one of those.
Yeah. And I've read all your books because they were very easy to read and I'm not a great reader. So I want to thank you for that as well. But the first one, The Cuckoo Sister, which then obviously your debut novel, you know, nobody knows who you are, and it did very well, didn't it?
It did, yeah. It got to number 9 in the Kindle chart, which was fantastic. It was really great.
And saying about how you stopped working in film and television and you started to have children, it's sort of like the beginning of the story of Cuckoo Sister, would you say?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of me and other parents that I know in The Cuckoo Sister, so I do have to say that not one character is based on any one person.
Yes.
For disclaimer purposes, but it is the lot of experience of a lot of different parents. But the idea for The Cuckoo Sister actually came before I had children. There was half a story about somebody running away from their life and half the story about somebody taking over somebody's life, and I realized they had to go together. And then I had my two daughters and was looking at the sister-sister relationship, wondering what that's like because I only have a brother, and suddenly all three elements fell into place and The Cuckoo Sister was there. So I don't think I could have written that book earlier than I did.
Oh, yeah, because it suddenly made all sense. So that was my next question. Now, what I'm going to say is, if I ask a question that's giving any spoilers, please stop me, because all of your books have got lots of twists and turns in them, and I am sitting here worried that I'm going to say something I shouldn't be saying.
I have but, the same thing.
Yeah, you must
have.
Say? Yeah.
What do people not need to know at the beginning? Yeah, because obviously I know what happened throughout all of them.
Yes, yeah, yeah. So Cuckoo Sister was the first one, and you say that kind of you almost felt like it wrote itself. But how do you plot out these twists and turns? I mean, how and what made you decide on this type of genre, which I don't know what you call it? Is it?
Well, it's kind of psychological thriller / domestic suspense / domestic noir / family drama.
So it's
one of those slightly hard to categorise genres. But in terms of the plotting and the development of the story, I basically used a technique that I read on Sophie Hannah's website years ago, which is come up with a sentence that kind of sums up the story and then expand that into a paragraph and then expand that into a page and then write a synopsis. And then, which is really handy to see if there's enough there, because something could make a great sentence, but you've got to turn it into 85,000 words, and sometimes there's not enough there to do that. And then I write out a full synopsis. And then from there, I take a technique that I learnt on my Faber course, which is putting in plot points. So I put in 15 to 20 points across the novel that I want to hit, the kind of...
So where it comes together or something happens.
Kind of major points that I need to get to that kind of hang the plot on.
Yes.
And then I do a really kind of loose draft where I follow that, but also give myself permission to ignore it or to go off in areas and ways that I didn't expect. Characters pop up and do things that I wasn't expecting them to do. Some characters decide they don't want to be involved and they kind of end up not being in it. And then I have a first draft that I can look at and think, right, well, now I know my characters and now I know my story and I know what I want to do. And then I go back and kind of tighten that up in terms of technique and whether there needs to be breadcrumbs or suspense put in somewhere else, or if there's something that you can heighten suspense or help with the pacing. So that's all kind of done in the subsequent drafts with me, my editor and my agent.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fascinated by that. And do you get people that you know, your close family and friends to read it once you've written it, or is that a dangerous thing to do?
I personally don't. I know people that do. I send an early draft to my agent, whose opinion I absolutely trust, and she gives me her thoughts on it, and then I do the same with my editor, and then we kind of look together and see if we're all thinking and saying the same sort of things, and then we come together with a plan to fix it. So I think beta readers and having your friends and family read it can be really helpful. For me, I worry that there are too many voices make it really hard, although if they're all saying the same thing.
Yeah, but if they're not, then you've got the problem, haven't you?
Like,
then
you're like, oh, well. Because everything's so subjective. I mean, the ending of The Cuckoo Sister, I wrote two endings, and I think about a third of my readers would really prefer if I'd gone for the other ending. If I'd have done that, the same third might have been annoyed about it.
Yeah, because having read that one, and again, I won't say any more, you can see how it could go in different ways.
Yeah.
And maybe I was thinking actually the other way, thinking about it.
I did actually write it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I
won't say which is what happened and which way, but you're like, oh, okay, that's how it went. Oh, well, I don't know about that, you know. And so when I'm reading your books, and so the Silent Friend was the same, wasn't it? There's lots of twists and turns, but let's concentrate now on The New Girl.
The New Girl.
And then if people want to get that, and then they can look back at your other ones too.
Yeah.
So can I read out the back of the book?
Yeah, sure.
Is that safe?
Mm-hmm.
So this is what you see on the back of the book. So this is what you will know when you start reading it. It says, the letterbox clatters and sitting on the mat is a piece of paper in black and white with everything needed to blow Anna's perfect life apart. A baby scan photo. And then it says, Anna and John have been trying for a baby with no success. So after years of disappointment, it feels like a kick in the teeth. Who sent it and why? And then I won't read all the rest of it there, because there's all sorts of more things. So I have got only into chapter 8. So I'm probably not even a third of the way or quarter of the way through yet. But I'm already, as I'm reading it, there's something's happened, which I'm not going to say. And you're like, yeah. And then you think, oh, wow, that's a really interesting turn. That's, I was not expecting that. So how do you get these to go in?
Well, for this one, it was all based around that baby scan picture, which actually happened to my secondary school teacher 30 years ago. And I remember thinking, that's a real moment. Mm. So I kind of must have put that in my pocket and thought, well, you know, that could be a good part of a story. So I actually went on a plot walk with my good friend Julia, and we kind of discussed what we could do with that and where it could go and what that might mean and who is the baby scan and why did they send it and like who does it belong to, and we kind of developed the story from there. And then with these plot points, you kind of put in the ones that you want to hit, and then you can look alongside and go, well, could you perhaps have your reader go in one direction so that you can then bring them back to a different direction and kind of drop in some red herrings or some misdirection, or depending on what you want them to think. It's really difficult because trying to make your reader think one thing can be difficult. I hope,
because you don't want them to go too far in the other direction, otherwise they would think, well, why, that doesn't even make, you know,
sometimes
that's
you're like, oh, yeah, what,
yeah, yeah. But that, no, it's so far I'm very much enjoying it, and I'm sure I'm going to enjoy it because I've enjoyed very much the other ones. So it's out now. How do people find it or get it if they want to look at it?
It is available on Kindle and Apple and Kobo if you were an e-reader. There's an audiobook version available read by the lovely Imogen Church, who narrated The Cuckoo Sister. And then you can get hardback or paperback copies. You can get them from Amazon, from Waterstones, from Heffers, our local Cambridge. In fact, they're going to have some of the physical books in stock. And yeah, pretty much anywhere you can buy books, it'll be there.
Pretty brilliant. So what about the future? What's happening after? Well, we've seen The New Girl is out now. And I mean, I'm yet to read it, but I will be reading it within the next 2 weeks. what's on the horizon?
What's next? Well, I've signed another 3-book deal with Boldwood.
Congratulations.
So, thank you very much. So I have, already started writing book 4, which is currently called Book 4.
Yeah. No spoilers there.
Yeah. And so I'll be drafting that over the rest of this year into the summer. And that will be ready to go out, I believe, early next year.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much, and congratulations on the birth of The New Girl.
Thank you very much.
It's Alison Stockham and The New Girl.
Cambridge 105 Radio.